Jerenian, Special Projects, Data Engineer. Dukas Fenhuan, Remedial Work, Exobiologist. Prologue. The couch's design had been cribbed from those on the Garvanir, which had cushioned everyone's sleeping forms, while the ship accelerated through the interstellar void, so it was considerate enough to wake me up after impact. Conscientious as a servant, or a doctor, waking me into pain and darkness. The sour residuum of all the terror and panic I'd been caught in the throes of before I blacked out. Everything hurt. Out of the chorus, specific pains spoke up. I was a mess of discrete bruises, like I'd gone three rounds with a pugilism automatic. But beyond that, everything hurt me. The world pressed on me with such universal force. I wondered, are we travelling? Are we still accelerating? As though I was still in the ship. Fighting against the gelatinous suction of the couch, clawing an arm free of it, groping for the controls, which should have been beside me on the Garvanir. My fingers met only cold panels, dead, unseen, existing merely in the contact of my fingers with their smooth surfaces. I remembered. I wasn't on the ship. The oppressive weight of my own body, which was half suffocating me, wasn't just the artifact of man-made motion. And the thrum of directionless sound wasn't the thunder of distant engines, communicated to me through the Garvanir's superstructure. I heard the whimpering of my laboured breath, loud in my ears. No! Please! We didn't! But we had. We hadn't meant to, but events had overtaken us. Is it just me? Am I alone? The rush of my panicky, straining lungs would have eclipsed an army. We fell. From grace. From orbit. Dim light rose on all sides. Something lived, beside I alone. The feeble motion of my hand had woken it. Faint illumination seeped out into the air, touching across the interior of the spherical space around me, yet some panels remained dark. I wasn't the only one who'd taken a battering. Let me see. Getting the words out was an effort, a wasted one. It wasn't an instruction any listening system could have helped with. I mustered some jangled thoughts, recited the mantra. Juna Sealander, crew of the Garvanir, special projects team, administrator. Administrator meaning problem solver and general factotum. Not supposed to be here. Not in this thing. Not down here on... Shroud. External cameras on. Probably still not the precise wording, but if there were systems capable of listening, then they'd interpret what I wanted and give me something. Anything. I waited, ears full of myself straining to live and the echoes of my voice. Panels darkened, converting themselves into screens for my better edification and enlightenment. I stared into them, waiting to see what was out there. And it was nothing. The cameras were defective, I assumed, or else the screens were defective. But it wasn't them. It was the world. The lightless, crushing, freezing abyss that was the world of Shroud. I started to whimper again, then forced myself to stop. It could be worse. There's still hope. It could be worse.